The examples we have seen throughout this film show that the Earth was specially created for life. The things we have mentioned so far are just a few of the delicate balances that are essential for life on Earth. Examining the Earth, we can make the list of these miraculous features as long as we please. The American astronomer Hugh Ross has made a list of his own in his book, The Creator and the Cosmos. Surface gravity. If stronger, the atmosphere would retain too much ammonia and methane. If weaker, the planet's atmosphere would lose too much water. Thickness of the crust. If thicker, too much oxygen would be transferred from the atmosphere to the crust. If thinner, volcanic and tectonic activity would be too great. Rotation period. If longer, diurnal temperature differences would be too great. If shorter, atmospheric wind velocities would be too high. Ozone level in the atmosphere. If greater, surface temperature would be too low. If less, surface temperatures would be too high, and there would be too much ultraviolet radiation at the surface. Seismic activity. If greater, too many life forms would be destroyed. If less, nutrients on ocean floors from river runoffs would not be recycled to the continents through tectonic uplift. These balances, of which we have cited only a few examples, once again demonstrate that materialism, which maintains that the universe came into being by chance, is a great deception. The evidence revealed by science shows that God created the entire universe and all living things. Man's duty is to consider these points and give thanks to God, who created him and the entire universe. In one verse of the Quran, God addresses people in these terms. It is God who made the earth a stable home for you and the sky a dome, and formed you, giving you the best of forms, and provided you with good and wholesome things. That is God, your Lord. Blessed be God, the Lord of all the worlds.